Many of our local students are graduating from the University of Maryland this week, and likely all of them know that the name of their famous mascot, Testudo, is the Latin word for tortoise. But their mascot isn't a tortoise at all. It is, of course, a terrapin. Unlike tortoises, which are land-dwelling, terrapins are aquatic turtles that live in and around fresh or brackish water. Diamondback terrapins, in particular, live in the Chesapeake Bay somewhat fresh, somewhat salty tidal waters. They are Maryland's official state reptile and are the world's only known turtle to live exclusively in brackish water. The name diamondback comes from the diamond-shaped concentric rings on the plates of the turtle's carapace, or top shell. Diamondback terrapins have webbed feet and strong, sharp claws, as well as a horned beak. Fear the turtle, indeed! Their heads, necks, and legs are usually gray with black stripes or speckles, but their shells can vary in color from brownish to greenish to grayish to nearly black. This colorful appearance helps camouflage them among aquatic grasses. The start of summer is a great time to look for terrapins throughout the Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, and District of Columbia shorelines. They're found wherever there's good habitat and plenty of small fish, insects, shellfish, and aquatic plants for them to eat. When I go fishing, I often see them basking on fallen trees or hear them dropping into the water, likely making a quick escape from their warm, raised rock into the slow-moving bay waters. I can't imagine how many more terrapins early Marylanders must have seen when they arrived here in the 1600s. The accounts of colonial Marylanders indicate that the diamondback terrapin was an abundant species and easy to capture. That ease led to terrapin stew becoming a staple of our forefathers' diets, and then this hearty dish becoming a luxury item in the late 1800s and early 1900s. Over-harvesting during this time nearly led to the turtle's extinction. Fortunately, the flavor fell out of fashion and diamondback terrapins rebounded, but only to be faced with further threats from the loss of salt marsh habitat and the destruction of nesting beaches due to waterfront development in the 1990s. We began to see precipitous drops in the 2000s as terrapins and their eggs were being removed from the wild to become pets. So in 2007, Maryland enacted legislation for habitat protection and harvesting restrictions that help preserve terrapins. Taking turtles and their eggs out of their natural habitat is now illegal. I see many more terrapins outdoors than I did just 5 years ago. And conservationists are hopeful that their recent efforts to require crab pots to have a turtle excluder, which keeps large crustaceans in but adult terrapins out of submerged crabbing devices, will make it less likely that our state reptile will drown as we seek out our most popular state dish, the blue crab. The adult terrapins that will now avoid becoming what is called bycatch, or an animal that unintentionally dies because of the fishing method of another animal, can make it to be 9 inches in length and 50 years old. And that's important, since even though every year females will lay a rather large number of eggs on sandy dunes during the summer and early fall, only about 3% of those eggs will survive. Just like with sea turtles, the whitish-pink eggs that terrapins lay in shallow nests entice lots of hungry animals including raccoons, muskrats, fox, mink, rodents, and wading birds such as herons. Luckily, the University of Maryland's 1,000-pound terrapin mascot has nothing like that to contend with. Congratulations to all our local graduates. You can learn more by visiting Irvine Nature Center's Energetic Terrapins on exhibit or heading to www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR News station.